Dirt bikes are once again a hot topic in Baltimore after a clash between riders and police last week near Druid Hill Park. Police cleared the area after they said fights broke out in the crowd that had gathered to watch what's become a regular Sunday afternoon spectacle along Reisterstown Road. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that dirt bike watchers were met with a surprise yesterday as city leaders try to craft a solution.
Police used squad cars and traffic cones to funnel traffic down to two lanes on Reisterstown Road from Druid Park Drive to Anoka Avenue, creating a traffic calming area to slow things down. The only bikes that could be seen were the legal ones, bicycles and motorcycles. Police spokesman TJ Smith conceded the traffic calming inconvenienced the community, but he argued that residents wanted a bigger problem addressed.
The community has expressed their major inconvenience with having the dirt bike riders out riding up and down the streets recklessly.
One resident of Reisterstown Road, who did not want to be identified, was happy the police showed up. She said riders have jangled her nerves and limited where she can go.
You can't get any rest. You can't go anywhere because the street's blocked off, or either the dirt bike, she could have a bad accident. It's just really dangerous.
But others, like a man who identified himself as Sunke, said police did too much to keep away the dirt bike riders.
They're not posing any threat or harm to the community. Actually, it entertains the community. It gives them a sense of freedom and a sense of belonging in the community environment.
Smith said the department's trying to avoid a repeat of an incident that happened nearby at the West Cold Spring Lane Metro Station.
Back in May, there was a young lady killed. The Blanding family's still in mourning over this, and that was as a result of a dirt bike incident.
Smith was referring to 24-year-old Allison Blanding, who was run over by a dirt bike in the station's parking lot. In addition, a 5-year-old boy was seriously injured in June after being run over by a dirt bike in Cherry Hill.
We can't have the dirt bike riders just randomly violating the law out here on Sunday afternoons.
Ever since last week's fracas at Park Circle, residents and officials have been calling for a solution to an issue that's been around for years. City Councilman Pete Welch plans to introduce a resolution at tonight's council meeting, asking everyone involved, including residents, police, parks and recreation, and the riders, to talk about creating a park for dirt bikes.
If you deal with the situation as it is, the logical next step would be to create or provide a venue for them to actually ride their dirt bikes.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has not rejected the idea of a dirt bike park. However, on WYPR's Midday last week, she said there is no guarantee that bikers would come if they build it.
I could think it's the most beautiful thing ever and a solution to all of our problems. But it could be an empty dirt bike park if the people who are out there riding around don't have any interest in using it.
She said it's ultimately up to the riders, and she is open to suggestions and ideas from them.
I want to be able to hear from them if they have some solutions on how they can express themselves in a way that, is positive without negative impacts on the community. I'm willing to work with them.
Interim Police Commissioner Kevin Davis has been reaching out to riders and the community to foster a solution. Police spokesman Smith said calming traffic is not a permanent strategy. That's just one tool in their box to address a persistent problem. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.